Now, as you would have heard on our news this morning, Kerry County Council is to appoint an extra lifeguard to patrol the two main beaches in Ballybunion this summer. And it's also erected new signage warning swimmers of the dangers of rip currents. The decision was made following a review by Water Safety Ireland, and the measures were also recommended by Coroner Helen Lucy following an inquest into the drowning of two people in the resort last August. Now, with me in our studio in Tralee is someone who's been following the story very closely. It's Deirdre Walsh, of course, presenter of the Talk About programme here on Radio Kerry. Deirdre, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Remind me, first of all, of the incident, I suppose, that led to the inquest and this review by Water Safety Ireland.
Well, the incident happened on the 4th of August last year when Desi Byrne and his sister Muriel Erickson were on a day trip with Desi's son Josh, who's a teenager, and they were in a camper van and they stopped off in Ballybunion and decided to go for a swim. Two very strong swimmers, two very fit people. And they got into the water and sadly both of them drowned, and only that a young lad spotted Josh, the teenage boy, in the water as well and kind of urged him to get out. He possibly might have drowned as well. So this was a huge, appalling tragedy for the families involved, but also for Ballybunion, because drownings are so rare in Ballybunion. You'd have to go back to the early 90s for the last one. But there was a lot of interest in the inquest, which subsequently took place in Listowel on the 31st of March.
And a number of issues coming out of that, starting with the issue of the number of lifeguards.
Yeah, that's where it gets a little bit confusing, because at least one witness at the inquest and possibly two referred to the fact that they were short of lifeguards on the day, and this was something that very much bothered and concerned the family members. In fact, Dean Byrne, the son of Desi Byrne, when the inquest was over, he stood up at the back of the courthouse and asked if he could have it clarified how many lifeguards were on duty. Now, it was, as I said, it did emerge from at least one witness and possibly two at the inquest that they were short lifeguards on the day. And as I said, that very much bothered the family. But Kerry County Council has subsequently, in recent days, last Friday in fact, issued a statement saying that they were not short lifeguards on the day, that they were due to have four lifeguards on a typical weekday during the season, two on each beach, two on the men's and two on the ladies, and that they did in fact have the full complement of lifeguards. So they accept that, the statement says they accept that a contrary impression might have been given at the inquest, but the actual case is there was a full complement of lifeguards, i.e. four, two on each beach.
Yeah, and like there was some confusion as well, and in our report we had it that there were down four lifeguards on the day, but apparently they had said they were down two, four
down
lifeguards.
Down to four, yeah.
Down two, we missed the two. But the element was the lifeguard who was giving that evidence on the day felt that down to four means we were down lower than we should have, but Kerry County was saying no, that's not the case. Four is the full complement.
Yeah, and one lifeguard who gave evidence at the inquest said we would normally have five or six, but the council has said that they would have five or six at the weekends, but this actually happened on a Thursday.
Midweek, okay.
Yeah,
and
on a
four
Thursday.
Would be a thing. So from that, and from what Water Safety Ireland have said, will there be, there'll be you know, a recommendation now that number of four will be increased in future?
Yeah, well, what the council is saying, interestingly, they're saying that they're appointing an extra lifeguard as a result of a review by Water Safety Ireland of Blue Flag Beaches. But the impression is giving that this review happens every year. I'm sure it does happen every year. And that their decision to appoint one extra lifeguard is a result of the annual review by Water Safety Ireland.
Not in response to this one.
Not necessarily in response to the drownings.
Yeah. What about the issue of signage?
They've also said in the statement, Kerry County Council has said in the statement issued to us on Friday, that more signs have been erected and that they will be keeping this matter in constant review going forward. In relation to signs warning about rip currents.
Okay, and the rip current then, you know, the element of warning systems that are in place?
Yeah, The thing about Ripcurrent's jury, it's kind of worrying. I mean, as I said, and I'll say it again, Ballybunion is very safe. Drownings are very rare.
Very rare.
Off the Kerry coast, full stop. But you'd have to go back to the 90s for the last drownings in Ballybunion. But what's a little bit worrying, if you do a little bit of digging on this, is that two people got caught in a Ripcurrent in Banna a few weeks after this happened. And we're talking about the same coastline. And then you might recall that in September of last year, the well-known fashion designer Don O'Neill pulled a man out of the water in Ballyhaig after got caught in a rip current. So for whatever reason, there seem to be more rip currents in recent years. I mean, I grew up in Ballybunion by the sea. I don't ever remember any talk about rip currents. Now, maybe they were there and I just wasn't aware of them, but it is a bit worrying that last summer alone we had two drownings, and then we had a mother and son who got caught in a rip in Banna, but luckily they were saved, and they actually spoke to us on Radio Kerry about that, and then the Don O'Neill incident in Ballyhaig. So it does seem that rip currents are becoming more of a thing, and I would wonder, are we doing enough to warn people about them? Is there enough knowledge out there about them? The question of flags is interesting too, because on all the blue flag beaches, you there's two flags. You erect a yellow and red flag to say it's safe for bathing. You erect a red flag to say it's not safe for bathing. And apparently the day of the drownings, the safe flag was up, the red and yellow flag. That came out at the inquest as well, which begs another question. Should the flag changed to red as soon as there's awareness that there's a rip current that day? So that's another, you know, interesting aspect to the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's another side of it from the point of view of what goes up on each particular day. You've been trying to get a response since this happened, I suppose, since the inquest. It's taken quite some time. We're Kerry County Council trying to assess the report that we're getting from Water Safety Ireland, as well as respond to the coroner's recommendations, Deirdre?
Well, that's what they're saying, because the inquest happened on Friday. The inquest took place on Friday the 31st of March, and the following Monday morning, first thing, I would have been on to Kerry County Council asking a number of questions, particularly the issue of were they down a number of lifeguards, which is what came out in, which was what was stated in the inquest. But at the time, the council got back and said, we're not going to make any statement or answer any of those queries until such time as we received the report from the coroner. So obviously that took a while to see the report from Coroner Helen Lucy. So it was only last Friday that I got a response to the questions that I brought up.
Yeah, okay, and that statement came out with it, and this is how they're going to manage the beach for the summer. So there will be five lifeguards, even during midweek, are we to take it from this? That'll be now the complement that will be there at all times on Ballybunion beaches.
Yeah, well, what I gather the status quo is at the moment is, as it was last summer, it was four Monday through Thursday, and then five or six Friday and Saturday. Or sorry, Saturday and Sunday, the weekends. So it's one extra, but the statement doesn't say whether it's one extra just at weekends or one extra every day. I'm just reading what this is from the statement. The most recent review by Water Safety Ireland for Ballybunion North and South recommend that a minimum of five should be on duty at any one time during the season. But I don't know if that extra lifeguard is going to be deployed Monday to Thursday, every day of the week, if that extra lifeguard is going to be deployed every day of the week or just at the weekends. Because Jerry, as you probably know, on a day like today, a hot day in the summer, you could have literally thousands of people on the two beaches, on the ladies and the men's, and the area where the rip current is directly opposite the Castle Green. That seems to be where the rip currents occur, which is between the two beaches. And you would wonder, maybe Kerry County Council doesn't have the resources or the money or whatever, but you'd wonder, is five or six even enough on very busy days?
Yeah, and how do you monitor what's happening on the beach? People close to the shore, then how do you monitor or know when a rip current is there, and what warming system, is it possible to put a warming system in place in relation to that? All those questions in relation to the listener gets in touch with us and gives us a definition of a rip current from the Water Safety website. As waves travel from deep to shallow water, they will break near the shoreline. When waves break strongly in some locations and weakly in others, this can cause circulation swells, which are seen as rip currents, narrow, fast-moving belts of water travelling offshore. They're a leading surf hazard for all beachgoers, particularly dangerous for weak or non-swimmers. Rip current speeds are typically 1 to 2 kilometres per hour. However, speeds as high as 8 kilometres have been measured. Thus, rip currents can sweep even the strongest swimmer out to sea. And I suppose that goes to education, Deirdre, a need for everyone. And we're in glorious weather at the moment. We're going to have a lot of people heading to our beaches for the bank holiday weekend, that's for sure, when the schools are out, or even in evening times if the tides suit. So everyone needs to be aware and be safe as we head into the summer period.
Absolutely. And just to state as well, because as you know, I've spoken to Paulette Daly, who is the partner of the late Desi. And she was very keen to stress during the interview that both Desi, her partner, and his sister Muriel were very strong swimmers. Both, they were very outdoorsy people. Muriel lived in Sweden and she swam all year round every day. And they were extremely experienced, strong swimmers. So that'll tell you how strong the rip current must have been that particular day, that it carried both of them.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff in terms of the shock of that. Deirdre, listen, thanks a million for going through that for us. We'll watch it closely from here on. Thanks for outlining the story in relation to that. That's Deirdre Walsh from the Talk About programme. And Deirdre's interview, by the way, with Paulette Daly is well worth a listen. If you go to the podcast section of Talk About, you can flick back through the days and you'll find it. It's a remarkable interview from a family who are hoping that there will be a message of safety coming out of all of this. That's Deirdre Walsh there. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.